real estate.
It's the Red Hot Real Estate Show, where we can all find out how's it going for buyers and sellers in the real estate market.
I have died and gone to real estate heaven.
Looking to move? Hoping to sell? Call in with your questions to real estate expert Mimi Shoneman with RE/MAX Results.
I'm going to go out and buy a house.
Here she is, your host, Mimi Shoneman.
Yes, she is here, the host of the Red Hot Real Estate Show and part of the RE/MAX Results Red Hot Real Estate Group. Hello, hello.
Good morning, good friend,
licensed realtor.
We have all low, raspy voices today.
Yes, yes.
I'll take mine down a little bit.
You're going to get down here with me and Shelly. Our good friend, Shelly Fares from Caliber Home Loans.
Good morning.
Oh, you need to turn that mic on. There we go, so we can hear all the sexiness.
Good morning.
There we go.
All
right, yep, you're all good right now. You're all good.
I'm going to go out and buy a house.
There we go.
That's what it said. Let's do this, people.
Yes. I love it. Because, you know, as I was looking ahead at our notes from today, you know, I think people are probably going every week, these women say, wow, the market is intense. But that's the truth, is that things are changing and going up and down, and there's all this volatility, and it's definitely affecting what you do as a licensed realtor and what you do as a mortgage professional.
You know what? We are living, breathing stock market tickers.
Right.
It's true. It is. We've got our finger on the pulse.
Yeah. It's up and down, up and down. Mm-hmm. All about it. Yeah. So I'm pretty excited about the red hot house that we're going to talk about today.
Okay.
Can I just go ahead and tease that?
We're going to do that later today. It really is extremely hot.
Y'all are not going to even believe that I've found this needle in a haystack. Mm-hmm. You're not even going to believe it. Volatility, up, down. We are in the slower part of the year, supposedly.
Normally.
Right? Yeah. Yeah.
Whatever normal is.
So I'm just going to tell you that our stats are pretty much flat, except for, get this, the median sales price. Guess what it is, ladies? Winner, winner, chicken dinner. Anybody got it?
325.
315.
350.
Oh,
50.
Wow.
350.
Wow.
In the metro area. So that's gone up a lot this year. Probably 17 to 20%, I'm going to say.
I think so too.
I'd have to do math, but I don't want to.
Wow. That's okay. You can just guesstimate because you're usually right.
That's
you
know, what it says.
Mm-hmm.
And we have, so let's just really talk about this months of inventory that I know doesn't make sense to a lot of folks because it didn't make sense to me.
Okay.
But if you have a balance where you've got enough houses for sale and enough houses to go around for all of our buyers, the months of inventory would be between 5 and 6.
Okay.
That's an inventory analysis. So guess what we have?
2?
Not quite 2.
1.4.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Okay. So what is that? That's almost nothing. That's a fraction. Yeah.
So when that happens, is it that we have to make sure that the deals that, or the way that they are being structured when we talk to Shelly needs to be even more precise because things happen so quickly, or?
You know, so there's so many things that go into that. When under 350, so if mm-hmm. that's the median, that is that's what's happening here. If we actually go into different cities and we actually analyze them, how much inventory, and we can look at all of that based on city, based on zip code, based on county, between condos, townhomes, single family homes, multifamily homes, the 350,000 and below price bracket is fiercely competitive.
Okay.
And that's a lot of money to buy a house that's 350. So let's just talk about it, Ms. Shannon. You've said, you know what, Mimi, I'm ready to buy my next place.
Yes.
But I really don't want to spend more than 200.
Mm-hmm.
And Shelly says, you're good at 200. And I tell you, where you want to go, there's only 12.
Right.
12. And then you say, but I'm not buying anything that doesn't need, you know, it can't need anything. It's got to be perfect.
I just want to move in and put my stuff there.
Yes. It has to be painted. It's got to have a recent air conditioner and furnace. It's got to have a recent water. The carpet's ugly, Mimi. Don't show me that stuff. And I'm going to say to you, Miss Shannon, we need to go have a coffee.
Right.
Right now with Shelly. You got to sit down and discuss this because
you need a reality check.
Girl. And, you know, I actually said the words to somebody today. I said, I'm not fussing at you.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Because I was starting to sound like my mother in my mind.
Oh, man.
I'm like, I'm not fussing at you. I'm just trying to let you know that
this is where we're at.
Carpet, y'all,
mm-hmm.
can be replaced.
Right.
it can be replaced and for a reasonable amount of money.
Exactly. And you can finance it, not necessarily even in the loan that you're buying it in, but they have deals all the time.
Right.
So it doesn't have to be a renovation loan.
Same as cash, which leads us into one of
you
the topics.
You get some really nice remnants, you know, kind of thing. There's lots of stuff out there. You know, have options.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. And, you know, carpet cleaners cost $200. Go buy yourself one.
Yep.
I'm just telling you. Y'all that are in that price bracket, we feel you. We feel you. We understand.
Absolutely.
And so we are not hating on you when we tell you that that is not going to work.
Mm-hmm.
And if you really want to buy a house, then let's just talk about what can be changed and let's do it over time. And then the thing that I really love the most is when they say to me after I say these things, well, I'm just going to continue to rent. Okay.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Well, let's see what that looks like.
Wow.
Rentals are skyrocketing. Three bedrooms for sure, 1500 plus.
Right.
Sometimes up in the twos.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And so what are you outrunning?
Mm-hmm.
You know, what are you, right. are you really wanting to help your landlord that much? Put $500, $600, $700, $100 in his pocket every month, her pocket. You know what I'm saying?
Absolutely. That's exactly what you're doing.
Next mm-hmm. year, it will be worse. Because next year, the interest rates will probably be higher.
Right.
And we've talked about that. 11% increase for every 1 point of interest. So if you can't find anything at 2, so next year, you're going to have to be looking at 180.
Mm-hmm.
And pretty soon, those dinosaurs are going to be extinct.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And so if you think that you're going to outweigh this or outsave this or outrun this, it is not reality in that price bracket.
That's exactly true, Mimi. I mean, you just don't see purchase agreements even coming through. I mean, I got one about probably a month ago that was in the 180s for a townhome, and I almost fell off my chair.
Right. Like,
where'd you find that house?
Right.
You know? But that's just it. And all forecasts say this is the best time of year in Minnesota to buy.
It is
buy
right
now.
100% the best time to buy.
Before spring comes.
And, you know, if you feel that you can't move a few thousand, don't get hung up. I tell people, don't lose your house over anything less than $10,000
right.
because over 30 years, that's
exactly.
pennies.
You'll make
right.
it up.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. The phrase that I use all the time in loan application, you probably have heard me say this, Mimi, is, you know, for every $1,000 you're going to go up and over, it's $5.
Right.
So if it's $3,000 spread and you're quibbling or a $5,000, that's a pizza today. You know what mm-hmm. I mean? Don't lose your house over a pizza. That's
no,
my phrase.
That is a great phrase. And, you know, that's the absolute truth. You know, and what I am seeing is folks are going so far outside of the metro.
Right.
Like literally an hour and a half in any direction just to get the price
mm-hmm.
and still being picky. I'm telling you. I mean, I am going to come off like my mama, but, you know, when I
your
say,
mama was a wise
my mama
human.
Didn't raise no fool. Mm-hmm. And that's the truth.
Right.
We're not trying to oversell on mm-hmm. the house. We're just trying to get you a house. Here's the other thing, y'all. You don't have to marry this house for the
right.
rest of your life.
Mm-hmm.
And that is the truth.
You just need to live with it for like 5 to 7 years. That's what we usually do anyway, right? Wasn't that the numbers you guys threw around?
Get started.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Just get started. Get something. Build your own equity. You'll have a place to lay your head at night. And it won't keep going up on you.
Right.
That's
right.
the brilliant thing
right.
about it.
Predictable payment.
Yes.
Right.
And, you know, so rant is over.
Okay.
I'm really
enjoyed the rant. Though.
I'm really a friendly, happy, nice person.
You
yes.
just have a lot of things that are going on, just like Shelly. Because
mm-hmm.
Shelly, you were saying that your numbers were dipping again. Like
mm-hmm.
you were down in like the low threes again. Mm-hmm.
Right. Yep. Interest
okay.
rates definitely. I locked several loans in the low threes, but over the weekend, since the which one was it? The infrastructure bill that was
okay.
passed.
Mm-hmm.
The bond market has reacted really well to that. And
okay.
we've gained 7 points. That's not a direct gain, but that's just what the bonds are trading at right now. That's a shockingly big number over
okay.
a weekend. So that was one that kind of made my eyes pop out as
yeah.
I was watching the market this weekend on the sidelines. That's what I do for you. That's just one of the extra services that I provide.
Right. Mm-hmm.
24/7.
Thank you very much.
Watching the bond market.
Yes,
right.
I know.
Just
I'll
like watching, what are you all those? The ticking time, the hourglass.
Right.
Yes.
Right. Y'all are watching binge TV. I'm watching the market.
I'm just glad that you're watching it and then can translate it to me
mm-hmm.
so I know how it affects what I have going
mm-hmm.
on.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to ask you a question.
Me.
Both of you.
Yes.
Yes. So You decide that you're going to buy, let's see, a new sweater.
Yes.
And you really want a custom sweater. You want it to be knitted by somebody who's knitted a sweater before.
Correct.
Mm-hmm. But you see one that's by a new knitter.
Mm-hmm.
Never knitted a sweater before. You see them side by side. You say, gosh, that new sweater knitter is cheaper. But the other knitter sweater is not as cheap, but it's perfect.
Mm-hmm.
What do you do?
Ugh.
Which one you pick?
It depends. Because here's the thing. Am I keeping this sweater for a long time? Do I want this sweater to last me? If I want a sweater that I'm just going to wear for once and doesn't matter, then it does. Okay. I can look janky.
Mm-hmm.
But I would rather have the sweater that I know is going to fit.
Quality.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I would say the same. It depends on how long I'm going to use it. And it depends on, how quick is the other one going to peel up? How quick?
Right. Because that means I'm going to have to buy another. I'm going to have to buy another sweater again anyway. So now I'm costing myself money.
Right. Okay. So what do we buy?
Okay. Yeah. I don't know. We're just talking. We're
right.
Girl talk. Okay. So you both are going to buy a car.
Yes.
And you've got two car salespeople. And you're like, oh, I like that one. That one's cute. And the other one is not as cute. Who do you buy your car from?
Oh my gosh. See,
the
now
more knowledgeable one.
Right.
Really?
Because
yes,
neither of
the
us
one
are
that
shallow.
Shares with me the facts.
You're not shallow enough to use a cute one.
Nope. No.
Okay.
No.
Well, all right. So this is
there
all very interesting.
Mm-hmm.
If you go and hire a voiceover actor.
Yes.
And one voiceover actor sounds like me right now, a little bit crumply. But the other one's got butter. Sound just like butter. Which one do you hire to do the emceeing of your event?
I will hire the one that has the better voice.
Indeed.
Mm-hmm. The butter one.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, then, if you have a new real estate agent and you have a seasoned one, but the new real estate agent is tall and cute, and the other one not as tall and cute, which one you pick?
I'm going to get those seasoned ones.
100% okay. of the time.
That's why I hire an expert. Exactly.
Right? Yes. Mm-hmm. I want to know what they know.
Yes.
So that
here's what you really want to know is you want to know what the other one doesn't know.
Fair enough.
True enough.
Mm-hmm.
So what don't they know?
Right.
They should know, but they don't because they're not have been around very long.
Right. And then does the deal get all complicated at the end and they can't explain it any better than I can? Mm. I don't need that.
Or I end up with the wrong property because I was so starstruck, I didn't even look around at it or whatever, right? You don't know until the end.
What happens if you buy a property, it's under litigation, and they can't get financing, but they make the offer and then they lose on something else because they wasted time because the person didn't know that that was a problem. See what I'm saying?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
See where I'm going with all this?
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay. This is fun.
Mm-hmm.
Not at all on topic, but fun. And now we know what you all would do in circumstances.
Okay. But I think that that's fair. I mean, for me personally, I do have some friends that have moved into the real estate industry. And so I get a call from her, or I get added to their text list. And I'm like, first of all, you know, I host a show with Mimi, right? Why? Mm-hmm. Why? And you know, I bought my house with Mimi. You're adorable. I can't help you, you know, kind of thing. Mm-hmm. But I mean, as much as I understand why they're hitting me up, but I'm like, no, I'm going to suggest people who I know can get this done, not just based upon you look cute in a cardigan, because that's not how the business works. Does that make sense?
100%. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yes. Mm-hmm. Well, speaking of ugly. Woo, girl, it's
you
good
are
up
fired here. Up today.
I might be. Yeah. You know what's best? If you're heading to Madison, I'm going to tell all my secrets now. Mouse House Cheese House is the bomb.
Okay.
Been there.
Okay.
Been there.
Yes,
is that
I know.
Where you got those cheese curds from me?
Yeah.
From last time?
No.
This is
that's
place?
Ellsworth.
Oh, okay. Another cheese place.
Oh,
okay,
yes.
Got you. Okay.
Ellsworth
yeah.
on the way.
Yes, to Madison.
Okay.
Or Kentucky.
Right. So you need to talk about this because we're going to go to break after
we're
this.
We're talking about ugly, and Shelly's going to tell you how you can fix ugly with her financing.
Hey. Mm-hmm. All right. We're going to do that, and you can be part of the show. The number is 651-641-1071. We'll be right back on the Red Hot Real Estate Show. to the Red Hot Real Estate Show here on My Talk 1071 and streaming on MyTalk1071.com. I'm Ms. Shannon here with my good friend Mimi Shoneman from the Red Hot Real Estate Group. Also, my other friend from Caliber Home Loans, Ms. Shelly Ferris. Shelly, did we get your NMLS number out of the way? Can we do that, please?
Let's do that. So mine is 367-826 and Caliber Home Loans is 15622.
Perfect. Mm-hmm. So Shelly and I were talking about something that we never talk about hardly, and it's been a really long time since we talked about it on the show.
Right.
But we are hearing a lot of people complain about the decor of a property. So, okay. Oh, this would be great if it just had this, that, or the other thing, or if the furnace wasn't so old, or if the roof wasn't so old. And so, Shelly, I'm going to let you kick it off and tell everybody about our, I'm assuming, 203K renovation loans.
That's one of the products, but there's mm-hmm. also conventional products. So 203K, we're talking about renovation loans, folks. So I have a friend on Facebook that is very vocal about she's been looking for a house and looking for a house, and they keep coming in second, third, or fourth in the bid. And, well, how can you find a house today? And I'm just so frustrated, and I think I'm just going to throw in the towel. And everybody cheers her on. No, you can do it.
Right.
But I went to a sales rally earlier this week, and we talked about the inventory shortage because it is across America. It's not just here in your own backyard. It is everywhere. And the renovation loan guys got up and talked about how, hey, how come everybody's bidding on the same houses? How come the ones that are ugly, the ones that need carpet or furnace or whatever, sit there for a week or two or three or 4 weeks on the market with everybody passing by? How anxious do you think that seller would be to sell that house? How many concessions do you think he'd be ready to throw in on? Mm-hmm. You know, there's just so much more you can get. So if you find the right location, you can make this into your house. And how do you do that? Well, let's say you're approved for $300,000. Mimi just told you the median price is $350,000. So everybody in the world is bidding on your same house that you're looking at. So it's hard. You have to look at $270,000 as a max list price and then bid 10% over to get that house even for $300,000 if that's what you're approved for. But what if there was a house that was in the area that was $150,000? Mm-hmm. And you'd go, well, yeah, but something's wrong with it. Well, yeah, something's wrong with it. But what if you can buy that house now for $150,000 and you can get $150,000 in renovation money that brings you right up to your approved amount of $300,000? Could you not make something into that house? Could you not rip out the pipes that broke or whatever the reason, whatever's dogging this house? You can fix all of that. But you're going to hire people.
Contractors.
Yes.
And the thing about that is that if you're one of those people that go, well, I'm very particular, but not to the point that you can custom build your whole house, this seems like a good meeting of those two things mm-hmm. where you can go, nope, you can get a lot of the renovations and the things fixed in a way that you want, but also get it at the price point that you can qualify for.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Mm-hmm. So, Shelly, I know with FHA 203K, which is the FHA version of renovation loans.
Yes.
So what is the title for the conventional?
So there's a special product for Fannie Mae and there's a special product for Freddie Mac. They each have their own fixer-upper programs. And I want to say Home Possible and Home Ready, but that's not sounding right in my head right now. But that's what they are. So there are these conventional products. You don't have to buy it with an FHA loan. You can buy it with a conventional loan. And we like to do that because at some point that mortgage insurance part is going to drop off.
Mm-hmm.
Versus FHA. You're stuck with it until you refinance out of it. But both still very good products, very good interest rates, very close to market interest rates. You're going to pay edgy more on a rental loan because there's risk. But I mean, I'm talking like an eighth. So if the regular rate is at 3, you're going to be at 3 1/8. Or if the regular rate's at 3 1/4, you'd be at 3 3/8. This is not a big difference.
Okay. So let's talk about what that looks like to the seller. So you receive an offer that's a renovation loan. How long do they typically take? And are you able to do a fast close and renovate after?
Yes. Yes.
Okay.
Yes and yes.
Okay.
So 203K loans, renovation loans in general, the real estate community, I think, kind of cringes when they hear that word. They go, oh, these never close. You know, I don't want to go down this path. But it's really a good option for your seller because you're going to buy the house as is. And we all know that if you sell the house as is to a cash buyer, you're not going to get 150. You're likely going to get 125, or you're going to have some kind of stronger concessions there. So this way you can get that list price that you have, and you don't have to fix anything. And I mean nothing,
right?
Because everything's going to be taken care of with the renovation loan. They take about 45 days to close, sometimes a little bit sooner we can close depending on what it needs to be renovated. But that's when you go in ownership, is when we close, and now the renovations begin after.
Okay.
So you want to kind of think of it, if it's not a house that's livable, you want to have somewhere to live until you make it livable, but you're already in ownership while you're doing that renovating part.
Gotcha.
Okay, so let's talk about the appraisal issue. So the house will only need to, well, they'll have to do two appraisals, is that right?
No,
or one?
Just one.
Okay, so at what point do they do it? Before they close?
Yes.
Okay, so it has to appraise for what the sales price is.
They have to, it has to appraise for the sales price plus whatever they're doing to it. So with a renovation loan, before we order appraisal, usually when we order appraisal, we need a purchase agreement. We are off to the races. On a renovation loan, we need the purchase agreement plus your bids from your contractors. And the appraiser gets all of that, so he sees what you're financing to the $300,000 in my example, to make sure the house is worth that $300,000.
Okay, and so how do we... as professionals, so is there something that we need to be looking out for our buyers? So we've got to look at comps both for the way it currently is, and then we have to look at comps for the way that it will look when it's improved.
Exactly right. That's
okay.
Precisely right, Mimi. And that's how you can help your buyer buy that fixer-upper. Get them in.
Okay. And so what would be our pitch to our listing sales or our sellers out there? It's been on the market for a while. Let's introduce this as an option.
Right.
Okay. So,
and I can do the examples for them if they like, but I think the biggest pitch is this is the same as cash. This is just going to close about 3 weeks longer than cash will, but you don't have to do any work. Versus you take any kind of financing, even if you take cash, you're in trouble.
Right. And so we are going to give you more information on what you can do to get that house that you maybe think needs a little bit of like lipstick on it, right?
And I think that there's a little more that we can delve into about this renovation system.
We also have that red hot house that you want to talk about, Mimi. We'll be right back on the Red Hot Real Estate Show. Welcome back to the Red Hot Real Estate Show. I'm Ms. Shannon here with Shelly Ferris from Caliber Home Loans. And of course, our friend Mimi Shoneman from the Red Hot Real Estate Group. And thinking about red hot.
I know. It is so amazing.
Right.
This house that we've got to feature today, y'all, you've got to check it out. And where it's located is 2162 Ross Avenue East in St. Paul.
There it is. Okay, Mimi, give me that address one more time. We got some hot house action going on over in St. Paul.
Yeah, it's worth repeating. We're going to 2162 Ross Avenue East in St. Paul. And this little street, Ross Avenue, where it's located, is the quietest little street with tree lines and just looks like everything's well kept. It's very close to 3M. Literally, you could probably bike there.
Okay.
This property is... I can't even say enough. It is move-in ready for real. Three bedrooms on the main floor, an updated bathroom with the cute pink tile, but it's got an updated shower, freshly painted kitchen, freshly painted main floor, and it's got about 1,052 square feet on the main, and it's perfectly livable.
Yes.
Beautiful hardwood floors. And in the basement, we've got about just a little under 900 square feet that's available to finish.
Oh, so it'll be a lovely family room eventually.
You could totally add a couple more bedrooms, a bath, and a den down there. And a beautiful, nice, flat, manageable yard, two-car garage, central air, gutters, all of that.
Wow.
Stucco house. Yeah, I know you want it. I see it in your face.
I do too. Crazy.
And so we've got this baby priced at $240,000 when the median in the area is $350,000. And so what we'd like you to do is text this information to get more information. You can text 160392 to the number 25678. Let me repeat that. 160392 to the number 25678 to get all of the details. We don't anticipate that this will last very long, as you can imagine.
Right.
And so we encourage you, if you want to see it, we want you to reach out to us. You can call us, email, mm-hmm. or just go to
right
that.
Away, right away. Because we were talking about how quickly these houses are moving, and especially something like this that's gotten, you know, when you were saying, I don't want to do any of the work. You know how quickly that's going to go because you're mm-hmm. not the only person out there looking for something that you don't have to do the work to.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. So we're pretty excited about this, and we hope all of our My Talkers will look at that beautiful house. Okay, Shelley, so we left off talking a little bit about our renovation loans, mm-hmm. Conventional loans, and also FHA.
Mm-hmm.
So clearly a conventional loan will come across to our sellers as a little more positive of a product, but if it's been on the market for a little while, and especially this time of year, as we're coming into the holidays, you know, if it can be explained very well, like you could call and talk to the listing agent and explain what this is like and why it would be an asset to the
mm-hmm,
seller.
Mm-hmm.
45 days would, at this point, get you closed before the end of the year.
Right, mm-hmm. right. And you don't have to do anything. You don't have to worry about an appraiser coming in and calling something or, you know, it doesn't meet the guidelines or whatever. The thing I want to really highlight here is you need not to toot my own horn, but mm-hmm, here mm-hmm. I go, toot toot. So, you got to have somebody that knows how to spell renovation loan. Okay, this
right.
isn't your like first year loan officer. God bless you all. These are products that you need experience in, similar to how you were talking about with real estate. You mm-hmm. need somebody that knows how many bids you need, how long that's going to take, what you need before you order the appraisal, what specialty title stuff that you need to do. There's just so many things that encompass a renovation loan. I always say I am the engineer,
right?
And y'all are the cars on the train,
yes,
for sure. But you don't listen to the car in the middle. You don't listen even to the caboose too much.
You listen
to the engine, and mm-hmm. I am in charge in this loan. So if that gives you real estate agents out there solace because you know that somebody who knows what she's doing is in charge, then we absolutely talk about that.
And you keep
yes.
them on the track because right. there are lots of times when you went, I can't get this done. I can't get a house. I can't do this. And you live in the world of I can't.
Mm-hmm.
When you work with someone like Shelley who has a variety of options, then you get to I can mm-hmm. so much sooner because she's able to look at your whole scenario and go, all right, well, you fit into this
right.
track.
Right. Here's your
path.
And
here's what we do. Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Versus going, the answer's no. You
right.
know, you know, and that's wonderful.
So I hear a lot of people that get really caught up on rate.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and that is, I don't know if that's a pride thing because their buddy got it for a mm-hmm. lower rate mm-hmm. or what, but people do really get hung up on that. And mm-hmm. and you've already, in full disclosure, said that this is going to cost a little more.
Mm-hmm.
But if you get to move into a house that becomes exactly like what you wanted and you outrun the rental increases, mm-hmm. it's a win.
Oh, you
right.
win. You win so big on this whole scenario that we're putting out there. It's funny you mentioned that, Mimi, because I've had these conversations with people over the course of the refinance, you know, extravaganza that we've been going on with
right.
for the last 18 months. But and rate is important, of course. I don't mean to poo-poo that, but what is the cost? What mm-hmm. are they charging you? How many points? Are they charging you an origination fee? And when you tell me, no, they're not, and I look at the page and I show you and I say, yes, they are, and you still argue with me, I'm telling you.
Right.
That's a way to buy the rate down. So if you want to pay extra money to buy the rate down, go ahead. We're not stopping you, but at least know what your costs are and know what the difference is. Do you really need to spend that money? What's the ultimate gain for getting that lowest interest rate?
Well, I think it comes down to jargon, really.
Mm-hmm.
Terminology, people using words that mm-hmm. if you're new and you've never bought anything before, and even if it's been a long time, and words are being used that you don't know.
Right.
I'm talking as simple as the word mortgage.
Mm-hmm.
I can honestly tell you that's, and there's no shame in it. There are many people who don't know what that is.
Mm-hmm. Like Shelley, you just said points. And mm-hmm. Like if I wouldn't necessarily know if I didn't hang out with both of you oh, that's what that means. Mm-hmm. Or what, you know, what are the synonyms for origination fee?
Right.
That they can use legally, mm-hmm. that I can go, oh, that's what this is. Mm-hmm. It's called, it's called, exactly.
Mm-hmm. Exactly right. Mm-hmm. I also tell people that, you know what, if your brother-in-law got 0.25% lower than what you're getting, A, how do you know that? Have you seen a statement? I don't think you have. B, tell him you got that rate. Who cares? I mean, my goodness.
Plus, it could just be the scenario. It doesn't have to be that
exactly.
anything wrong. It's just, okay, he got that 6 months ago.
Right.
It's there's lots of reasons why you still got a great deal. Right.
Yeah. I don't expect to pay the same today what I bought my car for 6 months ago.
Right.
It's not going to happen. Mm-hmm. It's different.
Right.
Okay. So what are some of the things that you think are going to be concerning to people about renovation loans that you can share a way to overcome them?
So first of all, if you Google it, I'm pretty sure that the top 10 things that come up say run, don't hide. So, and that's because of what we alluded to earlier. There are people out there doing these loans that have no business doing these loans.
Mm-hmm.
And so there's a lot of bad experiences out there. And so it doesn't have to be. You can communicate. You can give them a clear path. You can give them, this is the next step, next step, next step. It's not a surprise all the time. But I think what people need to know is that it's a process.
Mm-hmm.
It's not, you know, don't call me a week in and say, okay, are we approved? Well, we're still going through the process.
Right.
And of course, you're going to be approved, but it's a process. So we might go two steps down and then, oops, now we need a bid on this because the appraiser called something that you didn't think you were going to need to fix, but you do need to fix in order for the home to be financeable. And that's really all we need you to cover. You can cover the pretty stuff too if the appraised value covers it. You know, encompasses that, but you just have to do the stuff that is that makes the house financeable. So if you're a handyman guy, you're going to want to do all these things to the house, but the renovation people aren't going to want you to do the things to the house. This isn't a self fixer upper mm-hmm. situation. So get it to the bare minimum. So get it to finance, get it to pass all the financing stuff, and then do your handyman special prettying it up stuff after the fact, then you can still create your own equity from that.
Okay, so let's talk about the things that people hate in houses that they wish they could fix immediately. The first thing is the spalling and the, you know, in the block houses and the foundation, you'll see where there's effervescence, where they could have had moisture at some point. That is the number one thing I hear people go, I'm not buying that. I don't know what that is. That freaks me out. Wet basements freak me out.
Okay.
So, you know, you could easily get an estimate from a wet basement company.
Exactly.
One with a good reputation and a warranty.
Mm-hmm.
But there's other things. So they're always freaked out about the age of the mechanicals. Always, always.
Okay.
Like, how old is the furnace? It's going to kick out on me now. So those sorts of things, it's going to be very important in this process for you to be able to assimilate what the house is going to be worth afterwards.
Mm-hmm.
And so I bring this up because sometimes your improvements, even though you've done them, is not really going to make your house that all that much more valuable.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to make it more sellable.
Right. I did one, Mimi, probably this is dating me quite a bit, but probably 20 years ago,
uh-huh.
where the septic had failed. The house was on the market at that time. $154,000. So he bought it for $162,000 or something to encompass or he bought it for $154,000 and wanted to finance the septic. That's what it was. And the septic doesn't make the house worth more, folks. I hate to tell you. I mean, a bright, shiny, clean, sparkling
septic tank doesn't matter.
Are you going to buy a house for more than that? No, you're not going to.
Mm.
So in this case, the sellers just reduced the sale price to encompass the repair, so they didn't have to do it, and it could have been done after the fact, so it still works out.
Okay, so you bring up an interesting point. We've only got a minute left, but you know, I've done some winter septics as well, and that's not all that much fun. But so if you're having to do that, then you're having to escrow for the money because the contractors, there's only so long into the winter season that they can actually do that.
Right. But in this case, you're doing it as a 203K or a renovation loan. So you don't have to escrow with the contractor. It's part of the loan. So we're going to pay that guy out after you close. So in this example, let's close the middle of January. Well, we know that you can't get road restrictions don't lift until the middle of May. So they're not going to be able to punch that thing in until the end of of May, but you've got 6, 7, 8 months to get your renovations done. You're already living there. The septic might function, but it might not pass. And those are different things.
Exactly.
Do things like windows and stuff count for these kind of reservations?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Yes.
All right.
Great.
So if you're like, these windows are really, and that's something that actually usually will increase the value of the home, right?
Well, I can tell you this, that is a trigger for people. They're always looking at the windows. How much is this going to be? And, you know, window costs keep going up just like everything else. Right. And so to have a house that's got terrible windows versus one that's got nice windows, it makes a difference.
Okay. Right. Good.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. So when we come back from this break, I want to talk about a new program that Shelley has told me about, and that is averaging of credit scores.
Right. And you can be part of the show. Call us at 651-641-1071. We'll be right back here on the Red Hot Real Estate Show.